Welcome to Diabetes Focus, saving lives through diabetes information, education, and support.
Isabey van Dyk, Camp Confidence by Larell Williams. This episode is brought to you by Replace Diabetic in the interest of education, awareness, and support. For those keeping an eye on blood sugar levels, Replace Diabetic is your tasty, low GI meal replacement endorsed by Diabetes South Africa and the GI Foundation. Visit replace.co.za for more information. We hear about the positive impact DSA Camps has made in Isabey van Dyk's life, as well as her mother's, Stephanie Perrault. Stephanie, 47, lives in Hermanus, Western Cape, with her two children, Sebastian, who's 18, and Isabey, who's 16. The mother. Being a family physician, Stephanie Perrault wasn't surprised when her daughter, Isabey, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 8. The few days before the diagnosis, when I made the doctor's appointment, I expected the diagnosis to be type 1 diabetes. The previous few months' symptoms finally clicked in retrospect. She was not in diabetic ketoacidosis, or DKA, so it wasn't so traumatic. I went into planning mode straight away, probably being the pragmatic person I am, and with my medical background, Stephanie recalls. She continues, "The years since then have been really tough, even though we are fortunate to be able to use a continuous glucose monitor very much since the beginning. This does help a lot. So this isn't a disease that goes along one set of rules. You can plan as well as you want, but often something affects everything differently. You deal with a child who mentally and physically needs to adapt to a life-changing disease affecting them 24/7. And then puberty hits." Stephanie acknowledges that being a doctor helps with the management of Isabey's disease and the emotions going with that, though she admits that sometimes I would just like to be the mom and not the doctor and policeman. The need for peer support. "One of the first things she would throw in my face was that I don't really understand how she feels," Stephanie says. Being practical, Stephanie sought someone Isabey's age, relatively close by, that Isabey could connect with for peer support. Stephanie adds that connecting with that mom helped her too. So, when Stephanie saw an advert for a DSA camp pop-up on the Kids Powered by Insulin Facebook page, she thought it would be the perfect opportunity for Isabey to spend time with other children with type 1 diabetes who are her own age. It was an opportunity for them to learn more together and create friendships and support that would last for years, Stephanie said. As a mother, Stephanie is happy to see Isabey has made friends that she still keeps in touch with and goes to camp with every year. She adds, she has the opportunity to develop her leadership skills now that she's more senior and support and help the juniors. The camp is always a positive experience for her. Helping other children with type 1. Since Isabey has been attending camp, Stephanie has managed to organize sponsorship for government patients to attend and travel to the camp from Hermanus. "I have a few child patients with type 1 diabetes in the government clinics I work at. They are different ages and spread all over the Overstrand sub-district. Often, they're the only child in their school with diabetes and they don't have the means to connect online with support groups. This camp is a great opportunity for them and their parents to learn more about type 1, to meet other kids their age with the same condition, and for their parents to talk to other parents with the same challenges, worries, and questions." So, Stephanie puts in a request to the hospital board every year for the funds to send her patients to camp. "We have a wonderful hospital board that supports such projects." Peace of mind. Stephanie only has positive things to say about the DSA camps. You can send your child with total peace of mind to these camps. If it's your child's first time, go along with them. It'll be good for you as a parent. The organizers ensure that they get all important information from parents to manage all the children's diabetes correctly. They have all the expertise on hand to manage all different types of insulin vials, pens, CGMs, pumps, etc., and they can manage any emergency well. The whole team either have type 1 diabetes or are trained in healthcare. Isabey sees this weekend as a chance for her to get a break from me, and I have a break from managing her diabetes too. The daughter. Isabey van Dyk, 16, is in grade 10 at Hermanus High School. She was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 8. Isabey was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes on the 5th of December 2017. She was first prescribed insulin aspart and insulin glargine, but is currently on a different brand of insulin aspart and insulin degludec. When she saw the DSA camp advert on Facebook, she was really excited to attend, and she's been going to the camps for the past 4 years. The biggest thing that she's learnt from attending the camps is that having diabetes isn't as lonely as you'd think. Next year, Isabey will be a junior leader at the DSA camp. She says, "I'm excited to be a leader and help the next generation of children with diabetes and help make the future camps fun. I think it's a good idea for children with diabetes to go to the camp. It gives them the chance to connect with other children going through the same things and get a break from their parents." Isabey is extremely grateful for her mother's support, saying, "She has helped me tremendously, even if she is a bit overbearing at times."